Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey everyone, Shannon's here.
Good morning.
Good morning, morning Shannon.
Morning. How are
you? Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Time for some more shenanigans.
We said we're having some shenanigans.
How are you? Are you well? Had a good week?
Yes, very good. Well. Great week. Thank you very much.
Good. Lots kids back at school, on. Everyone happy?
Kids back at school, nobody's happy.
Oh, I'll get over it. I've only got like
I'm bored, man. It's
five
boring.
More years.
It's boring.
It's boring.
It's boring.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe pay attention and learn something.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey,
yeah.
How about
I know,
that?
Trust me, like
anyway.
The conversations you have with your kids about trying to encourage them to be excited about school sometimes with different personalities.
Absolutely.
Oh,
but then
gosh.
You look
like
back on it.
Slamming your head against the wall.
This
that's
is such
right.
such a typical thing to say. You look back on it.
I know.
These are the days of the old schoolyard.
I know.
They're the best. Enjoy them.
I know, but you
have
say
no
that.
Responsibilities in your life right
I know.
Now, children. Enjoy it.
You say oh. that, and you then you sound like your parents who said that
oh
to you.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're
like,
I don't want to hear that. You
but
don't
when
know
your kids report
doing.
Sounds like your report, you feel yeah. so unauthentic, don't you, when you're like, I don't understand why you're being so disruptive. And your 14-year-old self is saying, yeah, you do. You know exactly why he's being so disruptive. Anyway.
That's an important
so,
thing to say.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, how I cope with all of this, apart from Jesus, is coffee.
Oh, amen. Ready? Here
and
we
look,
go. Let's all take
got,
a celebratory
let's all take a
sip.
This is going to be good for one. Radio. Oh, so good.
Coffee. Yeah, it's just something that just calms you, doesn't
it? Calms you. But what I've discovered in over the years, like I used to like drink a fair bit of coffee, but instant sort of stuff
yeah,
back
I
in the day.
How, I don't know how we're friends because of that.
Well, that's because that was before there was
before
like
fancy
it
coffee.
Was before fancy
coffee.
I don't
coffee. Think I did coffee because of that until normal coffee came
you
in.
You probably didn't need it back then. I was up early hairdressing and all that sort of stuff and we'd drink the instant coffee, you know.
You're like a tradie.
Yep. And that's what we sort of did. Well, we had a...
She was a tradie. She
I
was
am
an apprentice.
Yeah.
It had a cafe thing and, you know, all of that sort of stuff, like in the salon and whatever. And used to drink a lot of coffee. But now I'm a one coffee a day, sometimes two if it's
only
been a really
one.
Big day.
Yeah.
I've had three
and
already.
You know what? Have you? But you've been up a while. I can't do it after 12 o'clock.
12 p.m., lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
That's your cutoff?
Oh, look, if I know, if like it's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, it's
or
exciting.
A Saturday.
Need
and
a little
I'm
bit
going,
of extra jiggle
I'm
juice,
going
you know?
Out. Maybe I could push it to like 12:30, 1 o'clock. But if I had a coffee after 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really?
My nighttime sleep is absolutely ruined.
You
so you've
are
got
ruined.
To weigh up the.
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
I'm one of those people that I could have a, you know, a cola beverage or a coffee very late.
And, go to bed.
I don't know how people, because you and I are very similar
yes.
in a sense. Like, we have learned that if we do the risk of having a coffee after a certain time, we will struggle.
More
we
struggle.
Will struggle
Maybe
to
Maybe it's
sleep.
An age thing. Don't want to say it. Maybe it's an age thing.
Well, you're
no,
old.
We've
though,
always
so.
Been, no, I've always been.
Always been
like
that. Okay, different story then. There we go.
Yep,
okay.
always. But we have a friend that can have a coffee and go to bed.
Yes.
And she's our age.
Apparently, you know what I've heard? Here we go. Let's get scientific. Apparently, I heard that if you have a coffee and then have a nap, it improves your sleep.
How?
I don't know.
If I had
I'm not a scientist.
For naps, mate, I wouldn't be drinking coffee.
You can't spew that kind of information and not back it up.
Just Google it.
Mate,
okay. Google
that's
anyway.
The whole of
well,
the
hey,
social
yeah,
media
go.
Is. Yeah. That sort of information.
Follow the
up.
Science, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
anyway, I wanted to talk to the family about caffeine.
Yes.
I wanted to ask them because I reckon I'm not alone in the whole, like I, so I'm only two a day max, but I reckon there'd be people out there that have 10 coffees a day, sleep like a baby.
I know.
I'm just interested.
Yeah, but we want to know what do you do with your coffee? Like, how do you run on coffee?
What's your caffeine story?
Yeah.
Because
what's your regime?
Caffeine
what's
regime.
Your coffee regime? What's your caffeine regime? Give us a call 9313098.5. Don't know why I'm talking about this, but just sounds right.
True,
anyway,
true.
Give us a call. We want to hear all about your caffeine regime. Hey, back with Shannon.
And the caffeine's just kicked in here in the studio.
Whoa. Sorry about that if you have headphones on.
Oh, because radio, sorry.
We have it early and then it just...
It does take a little while to hit the bloodstream, doesn't it?
Keeps going for us literally all day.
So we're talking about caffeine regimes this morning. What's your caffeine regime? Leon and I have a very set caffeine regime. We arrive, we talk for a bit, then we make a coffee at the exact same moment every morning.
That's so cute.
We hold hands at the coffee machine. I pour his milk. I don't
you
have
fix
milk.
Each other's hair. Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's lovely. It's
anyway,
lovely.
We've got Andrew on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, team. Dare I say it, you guys are looking fantastic today.
Stop it, Andrew.
Yes, we are.
You stud. Stop it. All right. Well,
I don't know if it's the coffee speaking, but, you know.
You sound, you sound caffeinated.
Oh, there's something about us after coffee. Absolutely. What's your regime?
Probably three coffees a day. I can't function in the morning if I don't have a coffee, whether it be the weekend or the weekday. But it's funny because after that first coffee, I feel it. You know, I get that you know, buzz, and I feel better in the morning for it. But other than that, it doesn't seem to impact me at all. I can have a coffee at any time, and I'll still feel like I need to nap at 3 p.m. no matter what, you know. But back in the day, I used to be married into an Italian family, and every night after dinner, we'd have 2-3 espressos with a bit of spritz in them, and no dramas whatsoever. Still sleep like a baby. Yeah, you know, had a bit of spritz, you know, bit of whiskey.
No, I didn't. Oh, that's probably why I'm here.
That's what I'm doing wrong.
Andrew, thank you for
that's
the call.
That's the dirty espresso. That's what that
that's
is.
Like, yeah, that's like, I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand it.
That's amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Well, Naomi said, I made the caffeine mistake just yesterday. Naomi, that. I know. She said, I had a dirty chai at 4:30. 4:30, bad. Yeah. I know when you feel that and you just go, I just need it.
And you think the chai will cancel it out, but no, Naomi, it does not.
She said it was only one shot.
I know.
Still wide awake at 1 a.m. this morning, and then hubby had to get up at 5 a.m. Not sure what I'm going to do today, how much is going to get done, because I'm exhausted.
Drink a lot of water, Naomi.
Yeah, I get it. I've made the mistake of going, surely it won't affect me. I really could do with one, and I'll be fine. Nah.
Yes, I have made that mistake once when a certain style of beverage came out of an evening, one Saturday night when I was away on a girl's weekend. And I didn't think so much about the espresso martini, and that was me.
Yep.
And
wide awake.
That's a whole nother genre. I can't even go near that sort of stuff.
Well, people that go out for dinner and then they have a coffee to finish their meal. How do you do that?
Like Andrew, and they sit around having a little espresso.
Keep them coming, guys. 9313-0985. Let us know about your caffeine regime.
There's freeways, Mitchell southbound, still busy out there. Ocean, Ringwood, Fidzaa, building up around Reed Highway, Cedric Street to Vincent Street, and Kwinana northbound, slow around Angertel Road, then Leach Highway to Manning Road. Drive safely. It's the latest from Main Road.
Thank you, Dana. We have got Ruben on the line. We're talking about caffeine regimes.
It's gone because he needed
classic.
A coffee.
No,
and
it was the traffic. I didn't hold the traffic. Oh, silly me. Good morning, Ruben.
Rookie.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Splendid. Splendid, sir. Mate. Tell us about your caffeine regime.
So, my day normally begins. I wake up, I get out of bed, I go out and do my Bible study.
Yep.
But before I do my Bible study, I get my first coffee of the day, or first coffee of the morning. Mm. After my Bible study finishes, I normally go back and get a second coffee. So, buddy, and then I just scatter them around the day, however much it feels that I would need it. So
average.
Basically what I do, probably average of 6, 5 to 7.
What?
5 to 7?
And you don't have any problems sleeping, Ruben?
Not normally, no.
Do you have any problems with your organs? And I drink a lot of coffee, but 7.
Ruben,
right.
How are your bowels? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Don't answer
regular
that.
Regular ass. Other question, Ruben. How do you take your coffee?
Frequent. It does vary. So usually I have it, depending on, like, what the weather is outside. If it's, like, in the middle of summer, I'll basically only either have iced coffee with the ice cream, sometimes with just ice, or affogato, so that's the sort of coffee with a
scoop of ice cream. Yeah, you know. Sugar, mate. I think it's the sugar fix that you're getting on the cafe.
Yeah. Honestly, I hate having sugar in my coffee. I'm a barista. I know what good coffee tastes like.
Okay.
And kind of that kind of sucks, because when you go out and you get a really, really bad coffee, you're going to notice it. Whereas other people would taste it, and they're like, oh, it's a nice coffee. And I'm like, ugh. So, and in, like, winter, I'm like, now I've got a, and I normally just have hot coffee.
Amazing. Oh,
Ruben loves his coffee.
Thank you for the call.
Oh, wow.
Ruben.
Yep.
Wow, that's a good time right there.
Oh,
six,
was good.
5 to 7 coffees.
Five
oh, if you're a barista, coffees. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to be back with some knowledge next.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.